That's the Rokan Show with Hannah DeVlantis.
Yes. A special treat here for us
cool
this evening.
Plant Names is the name of the band, and you can find them on the Facebook, where you can find everything that happens in the world, including misinformation.
Including things you don't want to see mm-hmm. or hear about.
Cool Plant Names
but this
band.
This is not that.
And let's meet our cool plant names. We've got on the lead vocals and lead guitar, Charles McNulty. On the bass, Jeremy D'Onofrio. And the drums, Jack Mitchell. Now, I'm going to start with you, Charles. How old are you?
15.
15. He's 15.
He's 15.
15.
Oh, my gosh.
And Jeremy? How old are you?
I'm 15 as well.
Yeah, 15. 15.
15.
Do you have learner's permits yet?
Yeah, we do. Okay. All of us do.
All right, good. And Jack?
Your parents excited about that?
You got to ask them.
Yeah. Okay. We will.
There's about 200 people, adults
nervous.
Out here. I don't know how many parents you've got. But I know it's a modern era. You know, I had a lot of parents, too.
There's a lot
too.
Of parenting
you know,
scenarios that don't always fit.
And Jack is also 15, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Jack's
cool.
on drums.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Now,
gotta watch out for the drummer.
I want to understand. They're 15.
See? And they now see? Did you hear that nervous laughter?
Mm-hmm.
Jack's a problem.
Yeah. All right. And where are you guys from?
We're from Naperville.
All right. The home of rock and roll. And you've been together. One of your parents was telling me that you guys have been in basically school of rock for years together, right?
Yeah, for like about 5 years, we've all been playing music together, and it's just been a great experience. So we just decided to make our own band.
So that system really works.
Yeah, it does. We learn probably everything we know from there.
And wow,
it's really great. It's a really great program.
I just thought that was a goofy movie, and it turns out
it was fun. it's turning out real musicians like you guys. That's awesome.
And so, is there like a separation where you can be honest about it now because you're basically listen, you're on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. You've already made it. Forget about it. It's all uphill from here. But you never have to go back to that or Bandcamp or any of those things. Do they separate out the people who you know really have the writing capability and the artistic capability from the kids who can just play the triangle like me?
Yes, they do. There's the performance group, which starts for kids around ages 9 through 18. And then there's house band, which is like an advanced level of School of Rock, which all three of us were actually in.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the highest part of School of Rock, which is All Stars. And Jack Mitchell, our drummer, actually made it on All Stars and got to tour around the whole country.
With other kids from did they create the bands then?
School of Rock is like a worldwide program. So mm-hmm. he got to play with kids all over from all over the world.
But what about your band? Did School of Rock kind of assemble you guys, or you already knew each other and you kind of entered?
No,
the
this is our own thing, but we did meet through School of Rock.
Nice.
All right. And so now this is all your own material, right?
Yes, it is.
Write your own songs.
And then you went and you performed in a showcase, and you won a Battle of the Bands kind of competition, didn't you?
Yeah, we did.
Huge. Just like in September, like last month.
We played at Cantini, and it was a great event. We had a good time.
All right.
It was bands up to the age of 24. You could be under the age of 24, and everybody competed, and you guys won the whole thing.
Yes, we
it's
did.
Accurate.
Now, were you like mean mugging each other in the green room and stuff? How was that? But like, because you never know. Like, have you seen that Queen movie?
Uh-huh.
Which I don't know. I'm not 100% sure that any of that stuff really happened. I mean, after it started, that's all history. But mm-hmm. that whole like, he was just hanging out. He was his own guy, and he decides he finds his band that kind of needs a new mm-hmm. singer, and he's just going to step in. He meets him, you know, in back in the parking lot. And he's gonna kind of do that thing. I mean, was it? When you're at this age and you got all these young artists, was everybody cool with each other at that, or was it a little rough around the edges? What was that like?
I think we all learned to be accepting of every style of music and everybody who wants to do music, because music is what makes life great. And being able to accept other people doing that is like a great thing to have.
I got it. Just, you know what? That is an excellent answer to that. I just want to tell you that, Charles. Excellent answer.
It is.
All right.
Good for you.
So what do you want to play for us?
This is going to be our first tune.
It's an original called Just Take a Fresh Breath of Music, because, you know, why wouldn't you?
So true. Here you go, ladies and gentlemen. Cool plant names. Dick Clark, I'd be walking in there going, what a fresh sound these kids have. Right,
they do have a great sound.
That's
really awesome, guys. Oh, the talent. 15.
Cool plant names. Yeah, they're 15.
15.
But they're 15 going on 24.
They're sophisticated people.
Yeah, because when they walked by the Carnarvon wagon earlier, they seemed to be able to identify everything. So that was only slightly alarming to their parents. So I think we're good. I think
they're well on their way.
We'll see what happens.
Rock and roll stardom.
All right, and don't forget, they've got a new album coming out called Dinosaur RV Park. Is that right?
Yes, that is. It comes out on November 8th.
Wow. Where'd you record that?
In our friend's basement.
Where all great albums are recorded, yeah.
Yeah, his name is Gavin Williams, and he just did a great job.
He produced it for you?
Yes, he did.
Wow.
Did an amazing job.
You're not paying him, I can tell. That's how that's going. You're going to pay him in compliments right now. And they're going to be playing. Now, I'm not quite sure how this is going to work, but there's an album release party. It's going to be at Jimmy's Grill in Naperville, 245 South Washington Street. Jimmy's Grill, Naperville.com, if you want to find it. And that's going to be on Saturday, November 2nd. That's a week from tomorrow, 9 to midnight. You're 15. Isn't there some sort of a curfew? Isn't there something? What's going on here?
I mean, if you're with your parents, then you don't have a curfew. So, okay. Our parents are there, so I guess we're fine.
I think that's true, actually, isn't it? If you get a pass, your parents are there.
Yeah, I mean, your parents are, yeah. I never was out with my parents. I have no idea what was going on.
Until midnight.
Right, ever. Ooh. So I don't know how that works. All right, stand by, guys. One more song coming from Cool Plant Names in just a few minutes. But first, let's check in with Lauren Lapka, find out what's going on the roadways. Last check of the afternoon. All right, it's Live Music Friday on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. We've already done the movie reviewing with Richard Roper. We've done the drinking with we should mention these guys again, too. The Lake County Fair Association was here, and they have an Oktoberfest, which is happening tomorrow evening. and the Lake County Fairgrounds. Go to lcfair.com, and they have every piece of information you need for that. And the fine folks at the Boston Beer Company,
yeah,
right, Sam Adams, they brought their Oktoberfest beer, and then we did some hoisting. And I have never seen a more competitive thing happen between Lauren and Kevin, where they were holding up these beer steins.
Straight out with the straight arm.
Right.
The super heavy beer stein.
Because significant beer steins. These are not little beer steins. These are big beer steins. And they were holding them out, and they would not, and you, that's the whole thing. How long can you hold it for?
And the record was like 6 minutes. I think they both got to like four. Three or four. Definitely felt like that. Yeah.
Yes. That was something. But Lauren, you know, who's... Lauren's a slight young woman. And she was, kept playing a little ball. So it was interesting to watch the moment here where she just stood there. It reminded me of, like, Hunger Games. That's all I could think of while I was watching it. This was Thirsty Games, is what
it
looked
like
to me.
Who's going to put it down?
Yeah.
And don't forget, they're offering a $2 discount for our listeners. It's $10 to get in, free parking at the Lake County Fairgrounds.
But there you go.
$2 discount.
And the music here is Cool Plant Names. These kids are 15 years old. They live in Naperville. They've got an album coming out next week, and they're doing an album release party at, this is pretty crazy, Jimmy's Grill in Naperville next Saturday night. And again, wait till you hear these guys. If you missed the first song, we'll be putting this up at WGNradio.com if you're interested in that. All right, what are you going to do next for us?
We have a song called Laundry Day for you.
Laundry Day. All right, here
this
you go.
This sounds good.
Cool Plant Names.
Turn everything right off. Getting out of bed always hurts all my head. Starting the day is making me say I'm so tired of feeling tired. I'm so tired of feeling wired. I'm so tired of feeling tired. I'm so tired.
Go. Cool Plant Names. They're playing tonight, too.
Very cool.
I almost forgot to mention that. You can go see them tonight at Fremont Bar and Grill in Westmont.
Oh, nice.
By Alexis while you're out there. step right by.
Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations, gentlemen. This is really something.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're off to something now. I'm not exactly sure.
I want to ask though, whose Laundry Day inspired that song? Great song, great lyrics, and I know you write your own stuff, which is so cool. But what was going on there?
Well, so me and my friend Levi had this little inside joke about how much we don't like Laundry Day. I don't know how we thought of it or whatever, but I was like, you know what? I'm just going to turn that into a song, I guess, about a day I don't like.
Love
you know?
It.
You got to write about what you know. I think that's how it goes.
I hate laundry, too, right. But I wish I'd written a song like that.
Yeah. Thank you.
There you
awesome
go.
Stuff, guys.
Cool Plant Names. You can find them on Facebook. Cool Plant Names Band. And they're on to something. And remember, you heard them here first. That's the most important thing. So congratulations to you and to your very proud parents who have their phones up. I've never seen anything quite like this.
It's a big moment. Yes. They're on the way. Yes, look.
It totally is. All right. We have got news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming your way in 2 little minutes.